Five shot in Cancun cartel attack, three dead. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 28, 2019. Mexican authorities are investigating a cartel attack that killed three men and injured two others along one of the main avenues in Cancun. Soon after the initial incident, officials clashed with a gunman setting off a brief firefight in the inner city. The attack took place this week along Chacmool Avenue, an area known for street-level drug distribution, law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart News. Four gunmen with cartel Jalisco Nueva Generacion pulled up to a house and began shooting at a group of men who were sitting outside. The gunmen instantly killed three and injured two others before fleeing the area. Emergency medical personnel rushed the shooting victims to a local hospital while authorities investigated. Shortly after, investigators with the Quintana Roo Attorney General's office tracked the four hitmen to the Santa Fe neighborhood and tried to arrest them. The gunmen shot back, setting off a short firefight that ended without any casualties. At the scene, authorities seized two tactical rifles and two handguns. The weapons were turned over to forensic investigators. The multiple homicide comes days after a team of four cartel gunmen stormed a bar in Cancun, killing five and wounding 12 others. That attack took place at the La Cuca bar located on Avenida José López Portillo. In January, a team of cartel gunmen stormed a bar in Playa del Carmen, killing seven and injuring several others, Breitbart News reported. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and Stephen K. Bannon. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Stephen K. Bannon. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Tony Aranda from the Cartel Chronicles project contributed to this report.